I would like to define what being mindful is. So what do you think being mindful is? If you wouldn't mind typing something in the chat, a comment of what you think being mindful is. And I'll give everybody just a minute to do that. Define their little chat box and type something in there. Someone, does anyone have an idea around what mindful is? Let's see. Mark says being aware of what you're eating. Very good. Irizama, aware of the present. Absolutely. Catherine, thinking before you eat anything. Awesome. All those are great definitions of being mindful. So it's definitely being conscious or aware of something, and it allows us to press the pause button on overwhelm and busyness. It allows us to focus on the present and the present moment by maintaining awareness of thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and our surrounding environment. So we are either generally eating mindfully, which means that we're aware of how much we eat, what we eat, why we're eating, or we are emotionally eating. And that means we eat when we're triggered by our emotions rather than actual true physical hunger. So to make the determination on whether we're eating mindfully or emotionally, here are some questions that we can ask ourselves to make that determination. So you can ask yourself, am I hungry? Am I feeling tired or angry or stressed or lonely? Am I in need of a break from what I'm doing? Am I procrastinating? Am I bored? Am I feeling anxious or depressed? Am I ruminating over an email or a text message or something someone said? Am I worrying about my child or spouse or maybe even my finances? So these, when you ask yourself these questions, it can help you understand the true message that your body is trying to tell you. So let's just take a moment and break down the characteristics of emotional eating versus mindful eating. And as I'm reading through these characteristics, I would love it if I say something that really rings true to you, if you wouldn't mind commenting about that in the chat box, in the group chat box, so that we can all maybe take a moment to think about that. Okay, so let's get started with the characteristics of emotional eating. So you tend to ignore satiety and you eat mindlessly. So what I mean by that is that you continue eating despite feeling full. And also you might often multitask while you're eating, such as watching TV or cooking, maybe emailing, reading, or driving. Driving can be a big one. You often eat randomly and inconsistently. So maybe you graze on food throughout the day, food or snacks. Maybe you skip meals that require you to sit down and take time. You are unaware of your body's needs, which means that you possibly ignore your body's real hunger signals and physical cues. You possibly eat to serve a purpose, such as soothing yourself, distracting yourself, numbing, procrastinating, entertaining, rewarding, and even possibly as a punishment to yourself. You tend to ignore portion sizes and appetite. You basically eat everything on your plate just because it's there. And lastly, you stress about food. You believe that you have little or no control over food or even your own body, and you tend to label food as good or bad, and may even have some forbidden foods for yourself. Anybody have any questions around emotional eating or thoughts around that? So let's see. Mark says he uses a medicine that makes him hungry. Okay. So yeah, that can be a struggle for us for sure when we do that. For sure. Okay. So I'm gonna move on then. I don't see that we have any other comments. So Mark says he's taught by the time that he's thirsty that you're already dehydrated. That's true. Also, you know, hunger or thirst can mask itself as hunger. So a lot of times we do think that we're hungry when in reality we're really just thirsty. So that's another check-in with yourself. It's asking one of those questions. Catherine says, you've described me. That's so true of all of us, Catherine. I mean, I can see myself in a lot of these emotional eating habits as well. So I'm going to move on to our next characteristics of mindful eating. So if we're learning to be mindful eaters, these are some characteristics that we want to keep in mind so that we're able to implement this in our life. So you read hunger skills or hunger signals, and you use the hunger scale. So we're going to talk a bit more about the hunger scale in just a bit, but so you use that. So what that means is that you know your body's true hunger and fullness signals, and you use those to gauge how much to eat. You don't feel the need to eat everything on your plate just because it's there. When you eat when you feel actual physical hunger coming on, such as a growling stomach and possibly even a shift toward moodiness. We've heard of that hangry, you know, it's possibly you're getting into that hangry situation. You have an open mind to new foods, which means that you're open to eating different types of foods, healthier foods. That's a big piece of mindful eating. And you choose a variety over just one specific food or even a craving. You try to eat like a rainbow of colors when you're mindfully eating. You savor the experience of eating. And so you slow down to enjoy the food by sensing it, by tasting it, by savoring it. You understand the gut-brain connection, which means that you eat slow enough that you allow your body to make that connection of my stomach is full, and so therefore my brain gets that signal, and then I stop eating. So you want to make sure that you're giving yourself time as a mindful eater. And you don't resent eating and you don't stress over mealtime. Those are some other characteristics. Lastly, you have control over that emotional eating, which is what we were just discussing. We learn to gain control over our emotions. We understand what our triggers are that can lead us to that emotional eating. And once we find and understand those triggers, we find other outlets for them. An example could be maybe you're eating because you're lonely. So instead of eating because you're lonely, maybe you call someone or text someone or video chat with someone that can help feel that emotion or subside that emotion instead of food. And if you're struggling in this emotional eating, like understanding emotional eating, you can definitely spend a little bit more time with your own personal coach. There's a great session called Coping with Triggers, and it can be very helpful when we're trying to find ways to overcome that emotional eating. Does any of this sound true or ring true to anyone? Anybody have any comments over mindful eating? Let's see. Mark says, should you wait until you're hungry to begin eating, or is it better to eat regularly to avoid getting hungry and maybe overeating? Okay, Mark, we are going to go over a hunger scale in just a few minutes, and I think I'll answer that question for you. Anyone else have any comments about mindful eating versus emotional eating? Nope, no more comments. Okay. Well, so what I really want you to know, though, is that mindful eating requires practice to be effective. So it's one of those things that we really have to, it's like anything that we want to get better at. We've got to spend a little time practicing it. And in a few minutes, we're going to do some practicing. But first, I wanted to go over this hunger scale again real quickly. And I think this should answer your question, Mark. This hunger scale was put together by one of our great coaches, Carolyn, and she used this in a previous webinar, but we really want to stay in that 3 to 6 range when it comes to hunger. And so we don't want to get past or below that number 3, the pretty hungry, stomach is growling stage. We want to eat, you know, definitely by the time we get to that stage. If we allow ourselves to get to a 2 or a 1, we generally have what I call food emergencies, and it definitely causes us typically to eat more than what we would normally. So we want to stay, we don't want to fall below that number 3. And then also, we don't want to go above that number 6. So you don't want to eat, you want to eat until you feel a little full, you're pleasantly full. If you get much past that into that 7 to 10 range, you begin to feel uncomfortable, and it's just not a good place to be either. So staying between that 3 and 6 range is always a great place to be. Okay, so next I would like for us to actually perform a mindful activity. So if you have your fruit, hopefully you brought a piece of fruit or a snack of some sort with you. Maybe comment real quickly what snack you brought. If you would. I actually have an apple. Don't know if you can see it. It's a Honeycrisp apple. They're my favorite. And before we get started, okay, so Irizama has a nectarine. Fantastic. Leanne has a banana. Very good. Anyone else bring their snack with them? So Catherine has a cutie, also called a tangerine. I love those. Those are delicious. Anyone else bring something? No? Okay. Let's see. She says, Natalie's showing a strawberry. So Natalie has something as well. Great job, Natalie. Good job. Okay, so let's go ahead, and before we get started, I would actually like to use a quick technique that Coach Izzy taught us last week. We're just going to take a deep breath in and then a deep exhale just to start this, because taking slowing down and slowing our breath down can definitely help us become more mindful. So everyone just take a quick deep breath in. And a deep, slow exhale, and then we'll get started, okay? All right. So this is really a sensory experience or a sensory practice. And by that, I mean that we're going to use our senses to eat our food. And this is an activity that can show us how slowing ourselves down during the eating process can really allow us to enjoy and savor the foods that we're eating. So first off, I want us to use our eyes. So I want you to look at the food that you brought and just kind of examine it with your eyes. Notice the texture, notice the color, something different maybe that you've never noticed about that fruit before. And as we're doing this, feel free to like comment. Like if you notice something new or have an experience that's new that you've never had before, please share it, because I would love to hear your comments and thoughts around this activity. Next off, I want you to smell it. So I want you to use your nose and just take a big, slow, long, deep inhale. And just notice that. Notice what you're smelling, the smell. Maybe it's something you've never noticed before. Maybe there's a smell to it that you hadn't quite taken the time to smell before. Next off, I would like for you to close your eyes for just a moment. And you're going to touch your food. So you're gonna actually feel it with your fingers. And I want you to notice, is it hard? Or is it soft? Is it maybe sticky? Maybe it feels a little grainy. Maybe you can feel the seeds. Is it moist or is it dry? Next, you can open your eyes again. Next, I would like for you to take just a small bite. A small bite, not the whole thing, just take a small bite. And I want you to begin chewing, but very slowly. Chew very slowly. And I want you to actually notice that sensory experience of the chewing and the tasting. Just let your mind really think about those two things, about what you're tasting and just the actual act of chewing. And then I would like for you to close your eyes one more time for just a few minutes. And then I really want you to just focus. Just focus on those two acts, the act of chewing and the act of tasting. And notice the texture of the food in your mouth now. What does it feel like inside of your mouth? And then what are you tasting? What does it taste like? Is there a change at all in the intensity of the flavor? As you're chewing and as you're tasting. You can open your eyes again and you can go ahead and swallow. And please share with me any thoughts that you have around that. I mean, how does it feel to really just slow down and examine and really just experience your snack that you just had? What did you think about that? Anyone have any comments or thoughts around that? Maybe it felt strange. So Leanne says more intense taste. Very true. As we slow down our foods, we tend to taste them a little more actively. So Mark says he was visualizing grapes and that he realizes that he eats them very quickly. That's right. So when we eat quickly, we don't really give our body that chance or our mind that chance to taste it even sometimes. And Catherine says, I wonder how it would feel to eat this way for a whole meal. And Catherine, I think you should definitely give this a try. I think everyone should give this a try. Again, it slows us down and it'll... For one thing, we're probably not going to eat as much as we normally do because we're going to give our body that chance to communicate, our stomach and our brain. we're likely to enjoy it more so, just because we're going to be able to experience the tastes and the smells and the textures and all and the flavor, all those great things about what we eat. And even just seeing our food, I mean, really, that's where our, that's how we begin eating, is through sight. It's just even taking the time to just sit and really gaze on what it is that we're eating can be a really great experience. I really appreciate all those comments. Thank you so much for sharing that. So just remembering that taking the time to be present during your meal is really key to becoming a mindful eater. Taking that time, taking our time. So Mark also says, is it good to take a big drink of water before eating a meal to accelerate that feeling of being full? It can definitely, you know, you can definitely do that, Mark. I know a lot of times having a big glass of water before we eat can help us, you know, get to that satiated feeling a little faster. So that's definitely something that you could do and give a try and see how that works for you. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on. I just wanted to summarize that, you know, in a nutshell, really mindfulness is just slowing down enough to allow ourselves to focus on what we're doing by staying in the present moment, not allowing ourselves to get too far ahead, but really just enjoying that moment of eating and just staying in that moment so that we are able to experience our meals from all of our senses, which is a very good thing. So I wanted to go over this real quickly too. This Coach Carolyn had also presented this food and beverage diary when she did her webinar. And this also, I feel, is an amazing mindful eating tool. As you can see, you're able to, in each of the columns, you know, write in or type in the information that go along with that particular meal that you are eating. And so it's just a great way to slow down and to look at some trends with regard to how you eat, when you eat, who you eat with. I love that the hunger scale is in here. You're going to become more mindful about where you are from a hunger and a fullness standpoint. You're going to spend a little time thinking about your mood, which is a good thing to know about yourself. You know, when you're eating, it can help you with that emotional eating aspect. So these are all really, really great ideas with regard to keeping up with your food and your beverage. So I really encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to spend some time completing a food and beverage diary, this is a great way to help yourself become a more mindful eater.